Hi, and welcome to this new series of audio shiurim on the topic of tefillah that are being presented to you by the Young Israel of West Hartford. This is a really exciting new venture for our shul, using these modes of technology to be able to bring Torah shiurim to you in the comforts of your home. We know that life is busy, we know that life is difficult, we're all involved in 101 different things. And so the idea of this series was to be able to allow you to listen to these shiurim, to get an insight into the ideas of tefillah and to the text of the Siddur without ever having to leave your home or the activities that you're engaged in. You can record these, you can actually save these shiurim or download them to your computer, to your MP3 player, to your iPod. You can listen to them in your home, in your office, in your car, while you're walking or exercising or even just hanging around the house. I would like to thank David Hessing and Ellie Wolf so much for setting up the technological side of this brand new series, and it's really a pleasure to be able to engage in this wonderful new project. There is perhaps no other prayer that evokes as much memory, as much emotion, as much sincerity and dedication, and at the very same time, as many questions and as much mystery as the prayer that's known to us as Kaddish. And also, there's perhaps no prayer as honored, as familiar, as recited, and at the very same time as misunderstood as Kaddish. And so I've decided to open this new series of shiurim that are being recorded with the topic that's relevant and hopefully interesting to all of you, the topic of Kaddish. We'll try to examine over the next number of weeks its significance, its meaning, the various halachot that are related to it, and its relevance to our times. I'd like to make two public service announcements before we continue with tonight's shiurim. Number one, if you have any questions about tonight's shiur, feel free to call me or to email me at rabbi@youngisraelwh.org, and I'd be happy to discuss these topics further with you. Secondly, if you'd like to look at the text of the Kaddish during tonight's recording, please put me on pause for just a second and go grab a siddur. If you have an art scroll siddur, you can find the very first Kaddish on page 52 or its transliteration in the back of the siddur on page 1042. Whether or not you have a siddur with you right now or during tonight's recording, after the recording, I encourage you to read and reread the Kaddish and its translation in English or in any language that you'd like, in order to familiarize yourself with its words and its significance. Because I think many of us go through many of the daily prayers in synagogue and shul and listen to the Kaddish or recite the Kaddish, and its words do carry us. Its words do have significance and meaning to each of us, even if we don't understand them. But I think if we did understand them, if we did take a closer look at them, perhaps the Kaddish could have an even greater significance and meaning for each and every one of us. Okay, let's begin tonight's brief shiur on the topic of Kaddish. With all its significance, it's really very strange that you can open up to any page of the Gemara, the most major work of Jewish philosophy, of halacha, of Jewish thought, and you'll never find one reference to the Kaddish. You'll never find the text of the Kaddish, except for one very special line, the central line of the Kaddish prayer. And that's the line which says, Amen, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach, Le'olam Ula'almei Almaya. May his great name, meaning God's great name, be blessed forever and ever. This is the one central, significant, most significant line of the Kaddish. In fact, the rest of the Kaddish was written and built and structured for the sake of this one line. The one line which actually the entire congregation says out loud, even if only one person is reciting the Kaddish. This one line of the Kaddish was in existence already in the time of the Gemara, and already earlier than that in the time of the existence of the Beit HaMikdash. It was already recited by Jews at that time. The rest of the Kaddish was written many hundreds of years later, in a time period of Jewish history known as the time of the Gaonim. This period was around the year 800 to 900 CE, 800 to 900 of the Common Era, about 800 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the dispersion of the Jews throughout the corners of the world. The period of the Gaonim centered around one geographical location, and that was the area of Bavel, of ancient Babylonia, in which the majority of the Jewish community lived and the majority of the rabbinic community lived. And it's in that period of Jewish history, in that period of time, when the rabbis composed the rest of the Kaddish in order to house that one central line of Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, the line in which we say that the name of God is so great forever and ever. There are many contemporary examples of things that we build, all surrounding one tiny little thing in the center, all surrounding one monumental event, place, or thing. In fact, just this summer when Alana and I were traveling in Italy, we went to a museum in Florence known as the Accademia, the museum which houses Michelangelo's famous statue of David. And when you walk into the museum, it seems like a pretty interesting place. There are a lot of sculptures, there are a lot of paintings, and then you walk through one major corridor, and in the center of that corridor you have the towering statue of Michelangelo's David with a beautiful skylight above it with lights focused on it, places to sit and observe this wonderful piece of art. On the surface, it seems like the museum has many different components to it, just one of which is Michelangelo's David. But after spending a little bit more time there, looking at the people, looking at the guidebooks, looking at the little information packets that you get when you come into this museum, you slowly realize that perhaps the entire museum and all the artwork that it contains is there simply to serve the one central statue of Michelangelo's David. The reason people come to the Accademia is for that statue. The reason people stay there a long time is to look at that statue. The rest of the museum, its hallways, its corridors, its paintings, and its sculptures are in a certain way there simply to surround and to house this one amazing piece of art. And so too with the Kaddish. In a certain way, the text of the Kaddish composed by the Gaonim, while very significant in and of itself, is in some way meant simply to house, to elaborate upon, and to enhance that one central, monumental line of the Kaddish. Amen. Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach. Praising the great and awesome name of God forever and ever. This one line of the Kaddish was seen by the rabbis as being of utmost significance both philosophically as well as halachically. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Tet Amud Bet 119b quotes two rabbis about the amazing power of reciting this line of the Kaddish. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, Kol ha'one amein yehei shmei rabba mevorach b'chol kocho Korin lo gazar dino. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that anyone who answers this line of Kaddish with all of his strength, meaning with all of his or her intentions and focus, all of their evil decrees that were decreed against them will be immediately torn up, immediately torn asunder, because of the beauty and the passion, the awesomeness of this one phrase. And Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, goes even further. He says, "Afilu yesh both shemetz min avodah zara mochlin lo." Even if your gzar din, if your decree that was against you, was because you had committed the most grievous of crimes against God, namely the crime of idolatry, even that could be forgiven in an instant if you said this one line of the Kaddish with the utmost of power and intention. That's the awesomeness of this one phrase. In a nutshell, Kaddish is an expression of the deepest hopes of the Jewish people for the world and for the world's relationship to Hashem. The Kaddish is really inspired by the vision of our Nevi'im, of the prophets, who describe how in the end of days the world will come to recognize the God who created this beautiful world. Judaism believes certainly that history is both cyclical and also linear. On the one hand, life continues to repeat itself in every generation. The same families, the same problems, the same issues, the same successes and triumphs and failures. But history is also linear. We're headed towards some final destination which we haven't reached yet. We're part of a process that's unfolding before our very eyes, by which slowly, slowly, day by day and action by action, more godliness is being infused into the world. More godliness is being felt in the world and recognized by the human beings that occupy this world. Besides our various personal desires for ourselves and for the world that are the hope of our daily prayers, such as health and food, love, shelter, and material success, our overarching goal for ourselves and for the world should be to come closer to God and to reach that final point in history when God will be fully revealed to the world. The Kaddish is the expression of this life goal. The Kaddish gives hope and direction to life. Imagine when a person is running in a race. As they're in the midst of the run, as they're tired and worn out and they're thirsty, all they can think about is every step in front of them. One more step until they can finally reach the end of the race. All they can think about is turning the next corner and turning the next marker, getting a little bit further ahead. However, when they can see the banner at the finish line, they can see their goal of where they're headed and where they want to come to. They're immediately pumped up with a desire to get there. They are immediately inspired to run faster and harder and to reach that final destination because they know exactly where they're headed. Kaddish is our banner at the finish line. It's our indicator of where we're headed and where our lives are going and where we want to be. We want to be in that place of ultimate closeness to Hashem. My friends, I truly believe that part of the greatness of the Kaddish is that it can give us a taste of that time in the future, a taste of that closeness with Hashem that we hope for right here and now. The words of the Kaddish, and specifically of Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, which we all recite out loud, can transport us now to that very place. The Gemara Masechet Brachot records a story of how one time Rabbi Yossi was walking along the way and he entered a destroyed shul in Yerushalayim to daven. Upon his exit from the shul, he had an interesting conversation with Eliyahu Hanavi. And actually from that conversation, he and we learned much about the halachot of tefillah and the ideas of prayer. But let me share with you just one of those ideas that he derived from his conversation with Eliyahu Hanavi. He tells Eliyahu Hanavi that while he was in the shul, he heard a voice of God calling out to him. He heard God crying violently, wailing over the distance that has been created between him and his people, and over his desire to be so close to them, as close as humanly possible. Eliyahu Hanavi turns to Rabbi Yossi and he says to him, Rabbi Yossi, let me tell you, that crying, that wailing, that deep emotion that God, Kiviyachol, feels for his desire to be close to his people is not just today and now in this shul that you were davening in. But in fact, every single time the Jews gather in a shul or in any place and recite these words together, Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevorach, the line of the Kaddish in which we tell God that we desire for His great name to be exalted forever and ever. God has this exact same emotional reaction. God cries and wails and desires to be as close to us as possible. And so in conclusion, you see that the Kaddish not only has this amazing power to evoke certain emotions within every human being, but almost as if the Kaddish has the power to evoke those very same emotions in God as well. It's our banner, it's our marker, it's perhaps our most powerful prayer, which tells us exactly where we're headed in life and takes us every step just a little bit closer to God, just a little bit closer to our ultimate goal. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's recording. Next week, we'll continue our discussion of the Kaddish and why it became such a significant, such a central prayer in our Siddur. I hope you have a wonderful week.